மூக்கம் கரோத்தி வாசாலம் பங்கம் லங்கயதே கிரீம் யத்கிருபா தமகம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம். ஐ சல்யூட் கிருஷ்ணா, த லார்ட் ஆஃப் லக்ஷ்மி, ஹூஸ் நேச்சர் இஸ் ஃபுல்னஸ், ஹூஸ் கிரேஸ் மேக்ஸ் த மியூட் எலோக்வெண்ட் அண்ட் த லேம் ஸ்கேல் த மவுண்டன் டாப்ஸ். மாதவா இஸ் அனதர் நேம் ஃபார் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா, on who has all the resources and wealth with him, who is Bhagavan, the Lord. I salute Bhagavan, who is Madhava, whose expression and essential nature is fullness, Ananda, Lord's grace and the result of prayer. This verse adds something more, grace, kripa. Grace is something that is earned. It is not something that the Lord randomly distributes day by day. If he did, he would be partial, which is not the case. Grace is a graceful expression for karma pala. Karma is what you do and pala is the result of what you do. Prayer is also a karma, an action. Because it is an action, it necessarily produces a result. The result is twofold, seen, drishtapala, and unseen, adrishtapala. One example of a seen result is the psychological benefit of prayer. The very fact that you are able to pray is itself a benefit. Also, as a result of prayer, there can be a psychological benefit of having someone upon whom you can rely. Any individual has limitations, whereas the one you pray to is looked upon by you as limitless. Even without understanding, the Lord is looked upon as someone who is omniscient. No one understands totally what it means to be omniscient, to be all knowledge. To understand all knowledge, one must be all knowledge. However, our knowledge is limited. From this limited knowledge, we can always know a little more, but that also will be limited. What we can very easily understand is limitation in knowledge. So, we are able to appreciate that an omniscient person is free from limitation with respect to knowledge. This is known as appreciation of omniscience. Who is the omniscient person then? Is he or she another kind of person or one of us? So there is a great deal of knowledge to be known in order to appreciate Ishvara, the Lord. We invoke this Ishvara in the form of prayer. Prayer is a karma and it produces an immediate result, a visible result, that you are able to invoke the Lord is the result. You have someone to rely on, someone who is all power, almighty, all knowledge, unlike anyone else. From this, you gain certain strength. Knowing that you can draw on this power to the extent that your capacity to draw allows. It is like having a huge reservoir of water. You need not bring all the water at once. It does not matter that your receptacle is small. Just knowing that there is so much water is the reservoir gives you so much strength. Thus, the immediate benefit you experience because you are able to pray is that there is someone for you who is all knowledge upon whom you can draw whenever and as much as you want. This is drishtapala, the seen result. You experience it even as you pray. There is also an adrishtapala, the unseen result of a prayer. It is what we call grace, which accounts for benefits that we cannot attribute to a particular day's prayer. Invisible result of prayer. Grace is earned in the same way that you earn anything else. Since you are not able to relate to an unexpected result, to a given course of action on your part in the immediate past, we are constrained to call this result Grace. Grace is able to convert a mute into the eloquent and enables a lame person to climb a mountain. Kalidasa, the celebrated poet, was considered to be a mute, but because of grace, he began pouring out verses. Similarly, Valmiki became a great poet because of grace. In day-to-day life, we often hear various stories of the disappearance of incurable diseases. Cancer suddenly vanishes and no one knows how. We call it grace because of the causes are not known. You can call such happenings as grace, accident, or chance. However, a perspective person with maturity and understanding of Ishvara appreciates these unseen results as grace. In a prayer, what you really release is an invisible force causing Adrishtapala, the unseen result. The very system, the laws that produce results which are not visible to us are recognized by prayer. Certain elements are introduced through prayer into this invisible system, causing it to reorganize itself. However, we do not know how it will be reorganized, which is why the results are said to be caused by grace. Grace, therefore, is something that we receive purely as a result of our own karma, actions, done either in our immediate past or in the remote past. Because of this result, grace, certain situations happen in our favor. What is generally taken to be impossible is made possible by grace. In fact, the whole life is like that. The impossible is made possible. In this verse, I salute Bhagavan, Krishna, by whose grace the mute becomes eloquent, the lame scales mountaintops, and by whose grace the impossible is made possible.